Line. I can see you waiting there. I'm coming to you now. But let me just have a quick chat to B, Year 12 student at Strathcona, because it's the big Year 12 exams, and I think the big one, number one, is on tomorrow, if I'm correct. B, good morning. Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you.
So you're at Strathcona Girls Grammar, and tomorrow, what's the exam?
It's the big English exam tomorrow.
It's the big unavoidable English exam. How are we feeling about it?
I'm feeling pretty good. I feel like at this point, like, it's all been leading up all year to this, and I'm definitely really excited to just be able to get it done.
So what are the books that you're going to be looking at for your exam that you'll be writing on?
I'll be writing on Station 11 and then also doing a comparative on The Dressmaker and The Crucible.
Oh, The Dressmaker and The Crucible. Wow. Oh, I see. Persecution of an Individual in a Community.
Yes, that's exactly it.
All right, we'll use that as a little, you know, headline on the essay. B, what's the year been like for you? This is, you know, the first proper year back. Has it been a good one?
It's been great. I'm so, so grateful that, like, we got to have a proper year without disruptions from COVID, and we got to have a big finish and everything, and I was able to be at school the entire time.
Oh, that is fantastic. All right, so you're feeling confident about tomorrow?
Yeah, obviously a little nervous. I think everyone is, but I think I've done the work, yeah.
Have you got a message for your fellow Year 12 students as they head into the exam period, B?
Yeah, I think I would just say, like, try not to stress, because you know you've done the work and you know you've tried your hardest. And at this point, it's basically done, and you've just got to push through.
That's right. You've done the best you absolutely can. It's a good reminder. B, I wish you and your colleagues there at Strathcona all the best.
Thank you.
Nice to chat to you. Thank you so much. Vanessa in Cheltenham. Good